Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast.
Welcome back to Gore Girls. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And it's our 1 year, bitches. Woo-hoo! We already did a Q&A, but
oh, fucking year.
Yeah, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Time flies when you're having fun, am I right?
No.
What a year it has been.
What a year.
The trials and tribulations are real.
Yep.
Mercury is in retrograde, so we'll just keep our fingers crossed, okay?
Full swing. Full fucking swing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we are going to be talking about A Nightmare on Elm Street because we didn't really know when else we were going to fucking cover this movie because it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way, though.
Fit into like a lot of themes, but also not.
Right. None of the themes.
All of them and none of them at the exact same time.
Right. And so we're like, wow, perfect. What better way to cover it than for our 1 year anniversary?
Yeah.
So we're doing it.
Yay. Also, I don't know if this is me being just dumb or just like used to saying it the wrong way. I didn't realize it was called A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Me neither.
Neither did I.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, is this like another fucking Mandela? It's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Uh-huh. It's Nightmare on Elm Street.
I only typed A and said A because I saw that when I was watching it, like in the title. I was like, oh, it's A Nightmare?
Yep. Huh.
Yep.
That's weird.
Kind of bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Because
also, it wouldn't be like, is the whole scenario, the whole thing a nightmare? Because there's more than one nightmare.
Right.
Or is it Freddy is the nightmare?
Right.
Just the whole thing is a nightmare.
The whole story.
The whole ordeal is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Also, Elm Street is never even like brought up. Not even once.
Yeah.
They're never like, oh, yeah, I live on Elm. You don't see a sign that says Elm.
Hmm.
Never.
I guess I didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's weird.
I know, right?
Either. Why would they not at least show a street sign or something?
They're just saying that's where it is. That's
right. Or like, where do you live?
Taking their word for it.
Yeah.
They're just on Elm.
Uh-huh.
Weird. I never noticed that.
Noticed that either.
What the fuck?
It's always kind of bothered me.
I think I was in like fourth or fifth grade. I went to my friend's dad's Christmas party for his work, and it was on Elm Street, and we were like, woo!
That's cute.
Yeah, it's like one of the only things that's always bothered me about the whole franchise is like, why the fuck did they name it that?
How bizarre.
It doesn't really have any relevance.
How bizarre.
I know, I mean, we're already talking about it, but the Elm Street thing is from something else. Wes Craven. One of his students made a movie when he was teaching at Clarkson University that took place on Elm Street.
And
took that. But it's not mentioned. So, like, why though?
Right. Like, why?
Right.
Since we're already on this conversation of Elm Street, JFK was assassinated in Dallas, Texas while on Elm Street.
Really?
Oh
my God.
Kind of interesting.
That is spooky. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that at all.
Neither did I. It's a fun fact, isn't it?
Texas, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I knew it was in Texas.
That's wild.
I didn't know it was in Texas. So there we go. Good.
Okay.
I mean, I knew it happened. I don't know where it took place. I don't know. I learned that in like what, sixth grade? Yeah. Like, I retained that information.
You ever watch, like, any sort of, like, conspiracy theory fucking videos on JFK being assassinated?
No.
You don't listen to the Misfits? Texas is the reason that the president's dead.
Oh. Mind blown. Just right over my head.
Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. Don't you?
We digress. All right,
well, welcome. If you've never listened to us before, here we are. It's our 1 year. We talk about horror movies and like the whole way through the movie, broken down scene by scene. And then we share a lot of really fun facts and we have a lot of goofy conversations and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah. So welcome.
Sometimes very profound conversations as well.
Very compelling.
Like this sort of Elm Street JFK, conversation.
Yeah. And then other times we're talking about genitalia. So, you know.
A lot of times.
Yeah. Cool. Well, do we have a pun for this episode?
Yep.
Cool. Let's hear it.
I got two. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I once had a nightmare about insomnia. Haven't slept since.
Oh.
Okay. This one's a little different. What is a cucumber farmer's worst nightmare?
Pickles?
Mm-mm.
No.
Vinegar?
No.
I have no idea.
Squatters?
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's so bad.
Thank you.
That reminds me of a fucking meme that I found, and I'm sharing it with you guys right now because it's so goddamn funny.
It's a very visual joke.
Yep.
I know. I apologize.
God. That's fantastic, Elaine. I love that. Good.
Thank you. Thank you. Like no one left, so thanks for telling me.
Dad would like that one, too.
Yeah.
I had to think about it for a sec, and then I was like, oh, God. Oh,
dang it. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. If you haven't seen Nightmare on Elm Street, you should do it.
Mm-hmm. What have you been doing?
You're missing out. Mm-hmm. What have you been doing? I'm unsure. Okay. I don't know.
Favorite movie. Favorite movie.
Same. It's just a fucking classic. So do yourself a favor. Go watch it. And then you can come back. You can join us. Spoiler free. And we'll have a good time.
Woohoo.
And with that said, I'll pass the mic off to Grace and we'll get this party started.
Great. Started.
So I would like to start saying that I haven't read this before because Kayla wrote it. So if I sound like an idiot reading
it's
this,
it's my fault.
It's Kayla's fault.
Yep.
Just kidding. No, it's because I haven't read it, so I don't know. Okay. A group of kids are terrorized and killed in their sleep when they dream of a burned man.
He's a divorced man.
He's a divorced man, Kayla.
He's a burned man, Kayla.
A burned man.
The film opens with credits, and we see shots of a man creating a glove with knives attached to his finger. A girl, Tina, is running down a hallway as a man whispers her name. He continues running through the boiler room and he pops up behind her, scaring her awake. Tina's mom comes into her room to check on her. We see her nightgown is torn. The next day, Tina is in a car with her friends. As they pull up to school, she is telling them about her dream.
A favorite opening scene for sure.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
All the drippage.
The drippage.
The aesthetic is great.
Mm-hmm.
I have always hated, though, her run.
Oh, my God. It's like she's running in place.
Okay, but you know what, though? That's how you be running in dreams, right?
And that's why I was wondering if that's why they always did it. But I don't know if it's that or they're just like...
Okay.
They were being cheap.
Right.
They did it that way, as in, like, that's how you run away from things in your dreams. Because later when Nancy's running, she doesn't run like that.
Right. No, that True. Makes okay, sense. Okay. Because okay. That's always bugged me, too. I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. I literally did not notice at all.
Really?
I've never paid it.
No, it looks like she's not going that. Anywhere.
Yeah,
she's
it's
like,
really funny.
I said she looks like a little rabbit. So maybe that's
a little rabbit.
She just looks like a little rabbit. I don't know. I didn't notice the running.
That's really funny.
The squealing of his knives.
Oh, God.
I hate it so much.
Yeah, I do hate that. And the breathing.
I said, oh, what?
The breathing?
His breathing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the way he says Tina.
Tina.
I said I love his laugh. The intro was fucked. 10 out of 10 on the score.
Yeah.
10 yes. out of 10. Love the score in this movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this movie is just like the epitome of great 80s horror.
Yes.
You know, you got all the good fucking factors and they're all done so well. Like, yes. It's just, it's great.
Mm-hmm. It really
I
is.
I have fun. Seen this movie, I mean, like all of us, like a who knows how many times. Mm-hmm. But I obviously haven't watched it since like doing this podcast. And I didn't realize how just truly fucked up this movie is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even today's standards, by, you know, House of Thousand Corpses, all that shit, like, mm-hmm. it is fucked up.
Yeah, because, sorry.
Because, like, you, Michael, you can get away from whatever, you know, like, you know, whatever. This is in your fucking dreams. You have to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're fucked.
It's kind of a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm. And the way it's, like, breaking that dimension between sleep and reality and, like, the two meshing. It's it's such a great story.
Yeah, it really is.
I've just never really, like, thought about it as deep as I have, like, you know, because of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The fucking nasty dude when Tina's mom goes to check on her.
Ugh.
It's like, coming back to the sack. And he's all, like, sweaty, and he's in, like, a fucking white tank top.
I feel like he probably smells like a meatball.
Yeah.
And BL, you know? For sure.
He's just... ick.
Like, just a good influence on your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she says, either you got to cut your fingernails or you got to stop that kind of dreaming. Okay, yeah, let me get right on that.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Right?
What?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll tell myself to just not these fucked up dreams.
Fingernails did that?
I like how she... Yes, it's just a dream, Mama.
It's just a dream, Ma.
Dream. Oh, yeah, she says Ma.
Ma.
Yeah. Ugh.
I love the way she crutches her crucifix.
Yeah.
It's so just like... like cheesy. Yeah. It's just good. But it's like the perfect kind of cheesy.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Oh, so much of this movie is so cheesy, but it's just great. Great.
It works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what always fucked me up when I was a kid?
Hmm.
One take
I love the nursery rhyme.
Oh, I love it too, but it scares me.
Yeah.
It's spooky.
I feel like as kids, like that was one thing that like everybody used to say to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the first time I had ever I hadn't even seen the movies yet. Like I was too young, but our cousin had seen them and he would sing it all the time and I'm like, what is that? And so he like told me about it and I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was like five. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is no. Mr. Johnny Depp.
I know.
Oh, goddamn, he's so little.
Johnny.
Always so little.
Also thrown me off, as I always feel like Johnny Depp should have been casted as the bad boy. Because he's like goody shoes in this movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is very first acting role ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's his first movie. I think he was in other stuff.
Movie, sure, yeah.
Oh. Fine.
Yeah, movie.
Was 21 Jump Street after?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or before?
It was after.
I'm pretty sure that it says introducing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says Depp. Introducing.
Yeah.
Introducing.
But.
And handsome.
I also, handsome one of my notes about Johnny Depp, when do you think he got his accent?
Yeah.
Because he's from Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ain't got no accent.
No.
No.
What? I'm confused.
Like IRL. Like how he
IRL
has like
his has an accent.
I think it's probably because he lived like in the UK for so long.
He's trying really hard.
I did not know this much about Johnny Depp.
Yeah. He's an interesting fellow.
He's
because
a weird
after
one.
River Phoenix died, because he was really close.
Yeah. Oh.
He was like, I'm leaving. So he lived at least for a while in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some of that kind of wore off on him.
Could be.
I think he's just a strange man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a little bit chameleon-like too, you know? Yeah. Fucking Rod.
Rod, that's his name. The worst.
The worst.
The worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like how... I can't remember exactly how Tina says it. But she's like, my name has four letters. How could you possibly fit four letters on your joint or whatever she says? It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woke up with a hard-on with your name on it.
Yeah.
And he says, up yours with a twirling lawnmower.
Yeah.
That's real fucking nice. Saying that to your girlfriend.
That's
No.
Oh, I made note of Nancy's bangs.
Oh, her entire head.
Hair. Her fucking hair.
Her fucking hair.
Just, yeah. Just really her.
Okay. I was going to say, does she annoy the fuck out of anybody else?
What do you mean?
Actually doesn't bug me.
I can't with Nancy.
What?
Yeah.
She doesn't. That's totally shocking. Like, I mean, there are definitely people that irritate me a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, same, but she's pretty annoying. Doesn't really
bug me.
Oh, I can't fucking stand her.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly just the way she fucking talks.
Right.
But she's very mouth breather. Yeah,
it's her voice.
But yeah, she really
just whininess.
Yeah, she like moves her head when she talks. And like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Love these movies. But she just.
The mother bugs me more.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, the mother.
About her later.
Same. She bugs me more.
She's the gal that I always get confused with. What's her bucket? I'll mention it later because I wrote her name down. Okay. I can never remember either of their names.
Yeah, Nancy's. Well, she drives me nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a hard time with her.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Ready for the next?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nancy and Glenn are now at Tina's. It is nighttime and Nancy and Glenn are at Tina's. Her mom is going to be gone for a few days, so they are staying over so she isn't alone. Nancy starts talking about how she had a dream about the same guy Tina had a dream of. They all hear noises outside and go to investigate, but it's just Tina's boyfriend, Rod. He invites himself in and takes Tina upstairs. Glenn makes a move on Nancy, but she says they're there for Tina, not themselves. Later, Tina and Rod have made up, and he mentions that he had a nightmare. Tina wakes up to a rock hitting her window. She goes outside to check it out. Her name continues to be called as she walks to the alley. The man both the girls described from their dreams chase her and get a hold of her. She screams and wakes Rod up. He sees her get sliced up and thrown around the room while she's still sleeping. She eventually lands on her bed, dead.
Hmm. I said, the days before caller ID.
I know,
right? I love the, like, how they always do that in 80s movies. They try to, like, fool the parents, you know? With like with the latest tech.
Yeah.
You know, like in Ferris Bueller and
yes.
It's just funny to me.
I watched Ferris Bueller.
Did you like it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, good.
It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I did fall asleep for a couple minutes, but it was quite late.
So. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I fall asleep like all the time.
Same.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, it's not an action-packed movie, so I can see watching it late, falling asleep very easily.
Mm-hmm. It's a classic, though.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I love how they always do that. They try to, like, fool their parents. And, just so corny.
The parents are always so dumb,
like, fall back laughing. And...
I know. Very cliche, but it's great.
I love when they go outside and they hear, like, the noises or whatever, and it's Rod, but I too would be clung to Johnny Depp like that.
I'm guessing. Okay. There is one point when they're like walking outside that the gal who plays Tina kind of like smiles up at Johnny Depp. And I'm like, did she break? Or
no.
Maybe.
Or what? Yeah. It was really cute though.
That
it
is
was
so cute.
It's cute. I would do
did
that.
Did you guys end up, I mean, same. Did you guys end up watching the movies that made us?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I forgot.
Oh, okay. Well, they talk about like how all the kids like got casted and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather Langenkamp, is that how you say that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Whatever. It's a weird
name. And the gal who plays Tina and Johnny Depp all like acted out that scene and got the job like that day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was cute. Really cute. I
know. Super
really cute.
They have really cute energy. I like them.
Yeah. It's just they have a very believable little
friendship. Yep, I agree.
Friendship friend group. Yeah.
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 Even with Rod, I agree.
Ugh. Yeah, well, because
they always have the one asshole friend.
Dick.
Yeah.
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 But they all just kind of like, you can tell. I feel like you can tell they're actually friends.
Yeah.
Even though he sucks, like you can tell.
Mm-hmm. What's going on here? An orgy or something? Yeah.
Why in these movies and in film do they always want to do it on their parents' bed?
It's yeah.
It was my next note.
Right? Never in my fucking life.
Never.
Also, never have I
a bed.
Never have I been anywhere that the friends are like, "Let's go do it on your mom's bed." Like, no, never. None of my
never happened in my life.
No.
Ick.
It's fucking gross. It grows.
No. I don't feel like anyone even goes in their mom's room.
No, that was off limits.
And like, you're all hanging out, and you're just so obviously going to go upstairs to bone.
Yeah,
the others just awkwardly sit downstairs
and hear you.
What?
Yeah. No, that's not real life.
I have always hated the face that Tina makes when she rolls over and like looks at Rod. She does this weird thing with her mouth, and she's like, "I can't even like describe it."
Nancy.
But that's what she does. She's like, "What are you doing?"
She's like, "Jungle Man fix Jane or something."
Yeah. Oh like, yes! Oh my god!
Stop!
Why did you say that?
Stop what it!
Are you doing? I hate that.
Yeah. And then fucking Johnny. What's his fucking name?
Glenn.
He's laying on like the couch downstairs, hearing all this, and he's just all like,
"What does bummed? He say? Morality sucks."
Yeah. Oh, it's funny.
Poor sex crazed little Johnny Depp.
I know it.
Yep.
I've always hated it too. Not hated it, but just like he's just such a douche. He and Rod and Tina are talking. He's like, "Cool, so no more nightmares for either of us." And she's like, "When did you have a nightmare?" And he like immediately gets all weird. And he's like,
defensive,
"Guys have nightmares too, you know. You don't have a corner on the market."
And it's like, that's not what
she said. Yeah.
It's not at all what she was implying.
She just asked when you had it.
Yep.
Well, fuck.
What? Why? Guess so what? Weird. She had it too. If they would communicate.
Right. She might not have died. But there you go.
I love the hands and face pressing into the wall above Nancy.
So cool.
Yep, love
that. And then she, like, knocks on it.
And
why does she knock?
Because, like, because she was dreaming. That was her dream.
So she saw that?
Wakes up. Yes.
She's like, oh, it's
her. So she then wakes up and she's like, okay, I was just dreaming.
Yeah.
And I fucking love that because it's like, showing, not telling, the whole time.
Yeah.
That's fair. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes more sense. I was always like, why is she knocking?
Yeah.
Are they being loud?
Why be knocking?
No.
What doing?
I said here, what is it with girls in men's dress shirts and no pants? Don't they know that they will die if they wear that?
Right? You can't have sex. Ever.
And don't you know, like, men's shirt.
Yeah.
Also,
what's your bucket from Halloween?
Right. Mm-hmm. My torso could never. I have way too long of a torso. My whole female situation would be hanging out. There's it could not cover. It could not.
It could not.
It going could not. To the long and tall. What is it? Large and tall section.
Big and tall.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, was Rod wearing a dress shirt?
No. He was wearing like a t-shirt and a
white t-shirt,
leather jacket.
A leather, yeah.
Was that her dad's shirt?
Well, because her dad
was it
like
the shirt
took off.
That,
like,
was it her own shirt? Because she had it like tucked in, but she was wearing it buttoned up.
Maybe
it could have been that, but
I mean, they did kind of wear like men's clothing a little bit, like in the '80s, you know. So, but yeah, it's like, a very long shirt.
Wear pants.
Just
wear
pants.
Wear
pants.
Don't die.
Put some pants on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why I sleep with pants on in case of emergency.
I can't sleep with pants on, but they're right next to the bed.
Pants or shorts, whatever.
Shorts.
Something
I have
other
shorts.
Than underwear.
I always have them right next to the bed, so I can just throw them on.
I do have shorts.
I am not prepared.
Mm-hmm. That should be another rule that we add.
Yeah. I've actually thought about starting to do that, and then I forget, so. Just. And it happens.
Yeah.
I also have my robe close by, though.
Oh, well, there's a robe.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Robe.
So when she goes outside to investigate the noises, first of all, like, just don't go outside.
No.
But I like when he appears and she's like, oh, God. He's like, this is God.
Oh,
I love that.
I like how he's like, Tina.
I love Freddy. He's just such a creep.
When they're in the alley, though, he looks very small, little man.
Kind of small.
Why is he so small in that scene?
Okay, wait.
I think it's because they tried to make his arms look like really long and all like coming.
This part is my favorite. Yeah. The most like, what the fuck?
I fucking love when he runs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he looks so small in that scene.
Yeah, he does.
Little man. Yes.
Yep, just like that.
Just like that.
That was really good.
Yep. Yeah, it was definitely shot. It was definitely shot weird.
Yeah.
It's super terrible. Funny.
Yeah.
Like so if they used a stunt double or something and it was like a small man.
Very small.
Tina. I'm just saying that this whole episode because I love it so much.
I love when she like grabs on his face and his whole face like slides off.
Slides off.
And he just laughs.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I just really like the score throughout how they do like the pulsing like synthesizer shit. It's just cool. I love it.
It's a fun score.
Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
When she is being attacked in the I love it. I love that. But Rod is just sort of in the corner like, no, don't. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Tina. No.
It's like, Tina. Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, Tina. Like, what are you doing? You don't want to help her at all?
What doing?
No.
What doing?
That would be really scary because you'd be like, what the fuck is happening?
Like, what do you do? Like,
try to wake her up.
Something.
I don't know. Grab her. Just grab her.
Yeah.
Get someone else. Wounded. Don't just lay there.
Fucked up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. I love when she falls on the bed the last time and he like gets splashed with blood and she just like falls over.
Yep. Goes, also, ugh. I'm calling it now 10 on the gore because there's so much.
Yeah.
Blood. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I love her. Just, I love how her chest looks when it's first getting cut.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how the blood seeps out. And it's just really good.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And they do that like it just rips open. Like we don't see his hand do it. Like that's so fucking cool.
They do it really
well. They could pull shit off. What year? 84.
Well, 84 when 85. It was shot. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So regardless, like I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have it coming
with very little budget too. What was it like? 1.2 million or something?
1.1 million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there were periods of time where they like literally couldn't pay anybody.
Yes.
During production. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Lorelai, do you have anything on the room? Tina's room?
I do.
Kayla?
Yes.
Good.
You're wrong. It's 84. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was wrong.
The second one is 85. I would like for you to know that you're wrong. Okay.
Okay. I redact.
Redacted.
Okay. Redacted. Yeah.
Do you want me to share about the room now? Or do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I want to hear about it.
So Jim Doyle, he was the special effects dude for this movie. He built a revolving room set for Tina's death scene. And then they use it for Glenn's later as well. So basically, the cameraman and Craven, they were like mounted in seats that stayed positioned and set. And then they had the entire room rigged up to like rotate. So everything in the room was fixed to it so that it wouldn't just like all go falling and crashing. And then they just rotated the room to make it appear like Tina
was falling. Yeah. Shit.
And so the camera was like moving with the room, so it looked like the room was stationary.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
They're like mounted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty cool.
So cool.
And then I thought I had more on that. Oh no, it's for Glenn's scene. Mm. So I'll talk more on the room during that scene.
Yeah.
But still pretty neat.
It's so cool.
They were able to pull that off.
Yeah. They said that in the movies that made us, they said that the actress that played Tina got like vertigo and it really was hard for her to shoot because she'd be like standing on the ceiling, but not like, she said she had a really hard time and like would get physically ill from it.
I can imagine.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Tina.
Watch this.
I just love him. When
he cuts open his chest?
No, that's when he cuts off his fingers and they like spark green goo.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We didn't talk about that though. That is the maggot part at the same time, right? He cuts open his.
I think that's later with Nancy. I think
it's later, yeah.
Is it later?
Oh, okay.
I'm getting all screwed up.
Same.
Yeah, he's such a creepy, icky dude. I love it.
Yeah.
I love Robert Englund. Right. I mean, there's no other person.
No. There's not.
That's why the remake was so shitty.
Ugh, the remake was one of the awful. Reasons.
One of the reasons.
And he looked like a puppet. His mouth be looking like that.
Yeah, it was just like
a sock puppet.
Yeah, I hated that.
Well.
You want me to read the next one?
Yeah, maybe next.
Yeah.
Two?
Okay.
Police are now discussing Tina's death at the station and the detective is Nancy's father. He asks what she is doing there. Nancy tells them Tina dreamed this was going to happen, and that's why they're all there. The next morning, Nancy insists on going to school, even though her mother doesn't think it's a good idea, on her walk. Rod pulls her into the bushes and says they're going to kill him. Nancy's dad shows up and the police surround Rod and arrest him. In the class, Nancy starts to doze off and sees Tina in a body bag in the hallway. She goes into the hall and follows the trail of blood, sees Tina being dragged away. She continues to follow the blood into the boiler room. The same man from Tina's dream starts chasing her and says, "Come to Freddy." Nancy burns her arm on a pipe. She screams awake in the middle of the class and leaves school for the day. Tina.
Before we talk about this scene, I totally forgot to mention that I love that when Tina is being thrown around the room, that her body knocks Rod to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, swings her and she... Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. First time realizing the fucking cop, not the dad, but the other cop, is the cop from Scream.
Yes. Love that.
Yep. Never connected until watching it now. I don't know why, but yeah, craziness.
And you know the dad was the cop from Black Christmas.
Black Christmas.
Yes. He's in lots of stuff. Yes. Lots of horror stuff.
I love him,
When we watched Black Christmas, I recognized him from this.
Yep.
Yeah.
But in Scream, I never connected the two.
Me either.
Know. He like hardly aged too, I feel. Like, he looks exactly the same in Scream.
He does.
Even the same character. Yeah. Like, that's just him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the person I always mix Nancy's mom up with is Virginia Madsen.
Oh, I love Virginia Madsen.
Mm. From Candyman.
I think she's beautiful.
Me too. And then also the gal who plays the mom in A Jump Scare in Connecticut.
Yes.
They all do kind of have that same shaped. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Face.
The three of them could be doppelgangers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
But
I fucking can't with the mom, though.
No.
Let me tell you about the
makeup
mother.
And her hair. Ooh.
I said the mother and her foundation lips. She is giving Magda from There's Something About Mary. Let me tell you, four lines down, I said, holy shit, it's Magda from There's Something About Mary. She's a fucking teacher. Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Because I was like,
that's amazing.
You know, why would I remember that she's the teacher in this movie?
Right.
But yeah.
Such a small little role.
Right.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's just a bad actress, I feel. Like,
Horrible.
Terrible.
And her hair color doesn't suit her at all. They made her like fake. Ginger strawberry blonde. I'm like, that doesn't fit her at all. What is your actual hair color? Because that ain't it.
Because Ronald was like, has hair color just gotten better? He pointed out in this movie about her hair color. He said, has hair color just like gotten better? I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, the technology of hair color, has it gotten better? I was like, no, that just doesn't look good on her.
Well, and it has, but yeah, it's also just her color.
It's her color, which is funny because he noticed how terrible it was.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He never
That's
says how you anything know about bad. Hair. Yeah, exactly.
It bugs me every single time I watch this movie. I'm like, what the fuck? They just did her dirty. And then her makeup, like, it's just bad.
Yeah.
She doesn't look good.
They also did Nancy dirty with that fucking outfit.
Oh, all of her outfits, dude. I'm like, what the fuck is she wearing?
Like, there's some good 80s style. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of 80s style fashion that I fucking love. This, it is one that I cannot get on board with.
No, it's not it.
And you're telling me that Rod had time to put on his jeans and his leather jacket before he escaped out the window? Girl, I said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah, doubtful.
No.
Doubtful.
No.
No.
Very doubtful. Yeah. Is it just me, or does anyone else hate that she calls her mother? Or I guess maybe the way that she says mother.
Yeah, I hate it.
Oh, fuck. Every time she says it,
mother,
it's like nails on a chalkboard to me. I'm like, shut the fuck up with the mother shit.
Is it just the way that she says it, or is it because she calls her mother?
I think maybe both.
I think it's a combination.
Charlotte calls me mother.
But it's probably
more of a joke.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, she's not, if she was actually speaking to you, like, seriously, she probably wouldn't call you mother.
No, because she
call you mom.
Mother.
Right.
I need this or something.
Yeah.
And my name in her phone is mother.
Right.
Mother.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, she's like that's all she refers to her as. I don't know. And how she says it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's where I made a note of Nancy, because we do it every time we watch it. She just talks and her upper lip just doesn't move at all.
It doesn't move at all. She does talk like this.
Oh my God.
How do you talk like that?
She's so upset.
And her just
talking like
that.
Seriously.
Her teeth are so. Oh my God.
Yeah. Fuck. I hate it so much.
It's really bad.
It's really bad, but for some reason it doesn't annoy me. I think it's just because it's funnier than.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fucking Rod at one point, like after he pulls Nancy into the bushes, it's like, don't look at me like I'm some fucking fruitcake or something.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I was like, what?
Like he's
a
crazy.
Lot of his lines. I'm like,
oh yeah, like,
are you projecting, sir?
Yeah.
What's going on? What's going on here, huh?
Yeah.
Let's unpack that.
This isn't related.
No, not at all. And then when her fucking dad shows up and he like runs away and he's cornered. She's like, daddy, you used me. I'm like,
yes.
Oh my God.
Such a whiny little brat. Ugh.
No. And I can't when she jumps in front of him and she's like, no.
And he goes, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So funny.
I love her dad.
I do too.
He's the best.
Also, they got there real quick. All the cops.
Real quick.
He might have been like surveying or whatever, but like all of them were there really fast. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And
also, what is it with kids going to school after horrific events?
Right?
Yeah.
No. So many movies are like this.
No, I know. Like you're literally.
Parent, but even if I was and they were telling me they were going to school, I'd be like, the fuck
no, you're
you are.
Fucking not. Mm-hmm. Fuck
you're
you
staying
are.
Home. You're staying home.
And also, like, I'm not working.
Right.
Your friend was murdered in front of you like yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
Yesterday.
I gotta go to work today. You take care of yourself. Bye. Yeah. Oh, you're going to school? I don't think that's a good idea, but all right, I'll see you later.
But you're gonna sleep in study hall? Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah.
It's the same as like Hereditary and fucking a jump scare in Connecticut and fucking every other goddamn movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's really just all bad parenting. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Again, with the teacher giving the lecture, that totally pertains to everything going on.
Mm-hmm. We love
it. I'm saying it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Halloween, like, started that shit. I also had a note when she was walking to school before Rod fucking grabs her. That was also giving Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
I'm jumping ahead just a tiny bit, but when she is, the lady's like, or the teacher's like, you need your hall pass. Screw your hall pass.
she doesn't give a shit. She's so
tormented
shit about right
your,
now.
Oh, wait. Screw your hall pass. Screw your pass.
Oh, so I toothy. Love. She is so toothy. Mm-hmm. I love how the voice fades.
Mm-hmm.
Or like how that dude starts talking when she falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking creepy to me.
I love the body bag whole thing.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. So fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Can you imagine having to act whilst zipped in a bag?
That'd be difficult.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that maybe her feet were out or something. It just like slid on top of her.
Still doesn't look like it.
Well, and you know, I wouldn't put it past them to zip her in a bag.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. Like carbon monoxide poisoning. Like alien.
Yeah, you're fine.
You know. That is fine.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll unzip you in a minute, right before you pass out. You're fine.
Right. Right.
Can you give us as much as you can in the bag, though?
Yeah. And then I love how she just gets dragged by like nothing.
Nothing.
Just okay.
That still shot is so creepy.
Cool. Ooh. I noticed something for the first time ever.
Ooh.
So when Nancy's at home, she's about to leave for school. The news is on, you know, and they show Nancy being carried away and her arm flops out.
Yeah.
Right. And that's like the only little bit that Nancy sees from the news clip. And then when Tina is being dragged away by nothing, her arm flops out. And it reminded me of how, like, when you see something, just something random, and then it fucking then you appears dream about in your it. Dreams.
Yeah, yeah. It
sticks with you. Wow.
That's really interesting. Cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Great observation. I never noticed that.
Me either.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow.
This is, I was like, her hair is so motherfucking poofy.
It is.
Anybody. It's so just poofy. Give her a little oil, a little serum, something.
Every time I watch it, and especially later, when she's like running from Freddy and like setting the traps, I'm like, girl, don't you want to put your hair up? Like, isn't it annoying you? Isn't it hot?
Put it in a ponytail.
Like, put it in a goddamn ponytail. Clip or something. Holy shit.
I feel like I am Nancy. I feel very attacked right now. I have very poofy hair. I'm toothy. I get it. I got big teeth.
You
I get
come it. With your teeth like this.
No. No.
Hey. I could start right now.
It's giving the Amanda show right now.
I don't have to move my top lip.
You know how to style your curls so that they look lovely and not like a poofy disaster.
No, your hair always looks cute.
If I were alive in the 80s, you don't know this, guys.
Okay. Yeah, you would have been poofy as fuck.
But we could forgive you that if you didn't talk like that.
Guys, Tina!
Tina!
Go get some dinner.
The fat lard.
Go get some dinner.
I fucking love that shit.
Fat lard.
I think that this is the scene where he cuts his chest, Elaine.
Yes, I have a note of it.
Yeah.
I said in all caps, ick when he cuts his chest. Because it's just... so gross. The maggots. The green slime ooze.
And his fucking face. He's like...
He just like loves it. He's like,
he's funny.
That's a pleasant angle of everyone's face.
Yeah.
Oh, Lorelai's really getting it.
Yeah, I'm really getting the character.
I can't stop laughing to do it.
Tina!
Tina! Watch this.
I just love it.
It's like a drawl.
Yeah.
In some parts.
Well,
this.
Yes.
This.
Oh, shit.
That's so good.
Come to Freddy.
Come to Freddy. Oh, his teeth.
Oh, his teeth.
Yeah. Is this like the close up when he says that?
Oh.
It's given sexual predator.
That's his tongue.
It's giving mess.
Yeah. It's his giving tongue, I don't like it.
The flick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate that shit. It is very sexual predator, and it makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Yeah. Creepy. I do, you know, I get it, but like.
Do you know that Wes Craven had intended for Freddy Krueger to be a sexual predator?
That makes sense.
And then also, I would like to let you know, the more research I do on movies that he has done, the more I decide that he's a creepy, disgusting man.
I think he could be.
Because he, first of all, did what? Last House on the Left.
Last House on the Left.
Yeah.
As his first movie. Mm-hmm. Who thinks of that shit?
Yeah.
And then who's like, you know what? I'm going to make the bad guy for no reason in a movie a fucking sex offender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to just do it. That's a movie that's already creepy enough.
Uh-huh.
Right. And without then, any of that.
And then the more I think, then I got into this whole like sort of pyramid scheme, a rabbit hole of myself, not pyramid scheme, rabbit hole of, then I was like, ew, Rob Zombie is also so disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like yeah. Disturbing, disgusting.
Mm-hmm. You know? For sure. For
like,
sure.
Who thinks of this shit?
You got to definitely have some like dark parts of you, you know, to write something like that.
And then I was like, am I fucked up? Because I'm like, fuck yeah. Like,
you know, sometimes I think about that
all the time.
Yeah. I 100% have that thought. I'm like, why do I enjoy watching movies where people get murdered?
Mm-hmm. Why are we the way?
I think we all have some trauma.
But yeah. But the only thing I will allow us to be better is we didn't think of it.
We didn't think of it. And we can critique it. And we're not like, oh, yeah. Like we watch
like we realize it's fucked up.
And it's like, wow, that's so fucked up. Mm-hmm. But look at how talented these people are to put that on the screen.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And yeah, I think just – I think a lot of times too, whether we know it or not, it can be commentary to – society or about
a specific thing, for
you
sure.
know, and even like Stephen King. I mean, he he writes some fucked up shit,
Up shit,
you know. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think he's probably a whole thing, man.
Wes Craven and Rob Zombie were just too. I went on a whole tangent the other
day. He's in a pod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know. I talked about everybody. Oh, I just like it just like you know escalated.
Yeah.
And then I had some weird self-reflection, and then here we are.
Well, here we are. But it's art, and it provokes some sort of emotion, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was – I had that thought last night because we started the Dahmer show.
Oh, I can't wait to
start
that. Which
is really good so far. And Max, he was like, why do you want to watch it? Like, you've watched all the documentaries. You've listened to all the podcasts. Like, you know everything about him. And I'm like – yeah.
So
he's like, so now you want to watch it too? And I'm like,
Yeah.
I just want to see if they're going to portray it accurately.
I also just want to see Evan Peters.
Yeah. And I want to see what happens. But it's so weird because, like, literally, if I'm not watching horror movies, I'm watching all the true crime docs, I'm listening to all the true crime podcasts. Like, it's all very heavy, macabre shit. Like, I'm never just listening to something joyful. And like, you know what I mean? Like, it's always like dark content. I'm like, why are we like this?
Yeah.
It's fucking weird. Especially because I am so scared of death. It's like, then why is everything that I do centered around that?
Maybe it's like comforting so you know what to do.
Maybe.
How to protect yourself.
Kind of a keep your friends close, but your enemies closer type thing. You know, like you really want to know and understand.
Death.
And maybe. I don't know.
I just think it's funny that we're all so into spooky shit and it's just like normal. And then I'm like, no, other people are weird. And it's like,
yes.
Yeah. But then maybe when people are like, they're like, oh, I can't watch scary movies. I'm like,
calm down.
Why? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Also, I don't mean to be like, I'm not like other girls, but like,
no.
Are like, no, this is gonna get that way. So when people are like, oh my god, I'm so excited for Halloween, I'm like, same, but like, my life's always like Halloween, and I don't mean to be but like, I always have a lot of Halloween decorations up around our house.
Because we're just spooky people. We like spooky shit.
While I'm excited for Halloween, but it's like, what other shit can I buy for my house?
Yes, exactly.
To keep up all year.
Yeah, same.
Yes. Not like, oh my god, I finally get to be weird.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And I don't mean get to watch horror movies and whatever. And it's like, we could just do that all year, though.
People are like, oh my god, I love to watch horror movies in October.
How about
October?
How about like any day of the week?
We've been saving this movie for October or whatever. I'm like,
why?
What? Why don't you get to watch it right now?
Yeah.
I watched that yesterday or whatever.
Yeah, the only time that ever pertains to is like Christmas movies. Those are the only ones that you can only watch during Christmas.
You can only watch during Christmas.
Yeah, but like, I don't watch Christmas movies year round.
No.
No. But horror movies? Oh, yeah. Year round. It's a Tuesday night.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't know.
The only one I will save that for pumpkin carving day is every pumpkin carving day is we watch Young Frankenstein.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, not to say you can't have like traditions still during this time of year, but like for us, I feel like we all just kind of live this way all year.
Well, and the thing is like horror movies do not equal Halloween.
Not at all.
No.
No.
Christmas
movies. Halloween is.
Yeah. There's only like a handful of them that actually take place on Halloween.
Or feel Halloween-ish. Then,
like, they're all like slasher movies. It's not
any Halloween, of the other.
Like, because that's not what Halloween is.
It's. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Halloween is a stolen holiday, friends.
It's a state of mind, people.
It is a state of mind. It is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Halloween people.
I actually just saw a funny TikTok earlier. She was like, yeah, it's not spooky season. It's spooky lifestyle, okay?
Yeah.
Like this all year round. And she had like a skeleton. Like she's giving like a skeleton like a piggyback ride or something. It was
funny. That's funny.
Anyway, I'm not like other girls.
Because it's like, this is like the prime.
Yeah.
You know, this is the prime of our year. You know, like we always do this shit year round, but then it's like, haha, it's the season of it. So it like makes it even more fun.
Right. And I still make my list of movies that I want to watch in October because I'm like, But like, just watch them anyway, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I still watch them. Like, Trick or Treat, I'll throw that on in March. Why not? Fucking love that movie. Yeah.
Throw that on in March.
Young Frankenstein all the time.
Yeah.
But I have to watch it the day we carve.
Gotta stick to
it. And I will recite the whole movie and annoy the shit out of my kids every year.
Yep.
But then they'll do the same thing one day.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I love that.
I do too.
How did we get here?
Wes Craven's weird.
Oh, because you're talking about Freddy.
Yep.
So I like that they didn't like go that way with his story. Mm-hmm. You know, like they never like explicitly said that about him. But you for sure can like there's a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
An icky vibe.
Okay, so when she's running in the boiler room. I said this part to me. The score is giving Ninja Turtles.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
I don't like it. There's parts of it where it sounds like a sort of like video game.
That's funny. I can say that. Like that.
What you mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked Elaine, did you mute sounds of his blades on the metal?
You know, I hate them, but it doesn't usually last for very long. And I know how long it lasts. And so I'm just like, okay.
Okay.
So no, I did not.
Yeah.
Could you imagine this happening to someone in your class?
No.
Oh my God.
I'd be like,
what the fuck's going on? Okay.
Yeah.
Again, it's very, I know they didn't say it, but I'm wondering if it, freaking Hereditary. It's Hereditary to me.
Right.
And I think of it, because I just watched Hereditary. Ronnie finally watched it. And then I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize it's, they're the same, kind of.
Yeah.
And isn't it like that Jump Scare in Connecticut is the same, right?
I don't think he goes to school.
Doesn't he go to school?
No.
I must be thinking of a different movie then. I don't know. Maybe we didn't cover it and I'm just thinking of a different movie.
I love we just don't call it by its name. Honey in Connecticut.
I was reading a review on something and or it was an Instagram page and I was like, I literally read it as a jump scare in Connecticut. I didn't even read it as whatever the fucking actual name is.
It's hardwired in your brain.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Even her burn makeup looks good. When they show the close up
on her arm.
Yeah, because it looks like a fresh burn. Like,
Because are you just kind of pink?
Yeah.
Really?
Right. And it's
that kind of burn, at least.
Yeah. It just looked, it didn't look like just a blob of makeup, you know? My notes are on the next bit.
Mine too.
Mine are as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy is now at the police station talking to Rod about how Tina died. He tells her at first he thought it was just a dream like the one he had before and describes Freddy. Nancy leaves in a rush. She's at home in the bathtub and begins to fall asleep. And Freddy's hand comes out of the water. Her mom knocks on the door and tells her not to fall asleep or she'll drown. She falls asleep anyway, and Freddy pulls her under. Her mom rushes in to help, but she's able to get out of the tub. Nancy is in her room, trying not to fall asleep, when Glenn crawls through the window. She asks if he believes in the boogeyman and that he needs to stand guard while she falls asleep looking for Freddy. She's wandering through the neighborhood and goes to the police station. Through the window, she can see Freddy go into Rod's cell. She keeps calling for Glenn to wake up as Freddy starts to chase her. She makes it back to her house and Freddy attacks her. She manages to wake up just before he kills her. She is super pissed at Glenn for falling asleep. Fucking Glenn.
You have one job, man. Bastard.
One fucking job.
You shit?
Oh, is that what she says? You shit?
She does also call him a bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit?
Yeah.
Fucking, I hate in movies and shows any time someone needs to, like, explicitly explain something that happened to get the other character to understand them, and they fucking do not. Rod is horrible at explaining everything that happens with Tina.
Yep.
Oh my God. It infuriates me. It's like a classic thing in like sitcoms where there's just like a breakdown in communication and I'm like, I fucking can't.
And everything gets jumbled and there's all this like,
yep,
I can't. I can't. Actually makes me so fucking angry. I'm like, all of you are stupid.
Yeah.
Just say what happened.
Right.
She was floating in the air. Words. There was someone invisible cutting her.
Cutting her.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I don't know who was there. I didn't see him.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I can't.
No, you didn't. It's not that you didn't see him. He wasn't fucking there.
He wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe it's because he's unable to comprehend the fact that someone invisible was killing her. But regardless, she was mid-air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, it drives me nuts every time. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, same.
Why? You're horrible at this.
So I tried to type sexual. But I put sestual. So it's
sestual.
Is it the fucking blanket around his neck?
Sestual.
No, the hand.
Life-giving dick.
Yeah. Life-giving dick.
Yeah.
The hand.
The hand.
What
that
hand?
That has always fucked me up.
Through the water.
Freddy's hand.
Oh, yes.
I was with Freddy in the bath.
I don't like that.
But it is like an iconic shot, though.
Like,
it's great.
But it's also a little ick. Also, her mom's like, want some warm milk?
Warm milk.
Like, she's not two.
She's fucking five.
Fucking teenager. Yeah. Like, warm milk.
Some warm milk?
And she even says, she's like, warm milk? Gross. Like, fucking gross. Ew. Yeah. Do you, Lorelai, Ian, talk about how they shot that scene?
Yeah. Do you want me to now?
The bath?
Yeah. The bath.
Oh, yeah.
Bathtub. So I found information on this from like several sources. So I read about it and then I also watched it on what is it called? The Movies That Made Us episode. And so I read it and I was like, oh, I think I understand what's happening. And then I watched it and I was like, that's not what I understood was happening. So I'll explain here in a moment what I mean by that. So when she's in the bathtub, what I read was that it was a bottomless tub. That was built on a set with a pool underneath it. Okay. So I imagined it being like a pool underneath the fucking bathtub that you could like swim in and shit. And I still think that that's kind of what happened, but I think they used like two different parts. Mm-hmm. So there was one part where there was like this tiny little tub under the tub for Freddy to like reach up and do the hand thing with. But then also under the tub, there's a pool so that when she gets pulled under and she's like under the water, she's like actually in a giant body of water and not just like another little tub.
Yeah.
So I think it was like two. That's what made sense to me after my research.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. I don't know. It could have just been one giant pool. But they drew like a little blueprint of it in the Movies That Made Us and it confused me. So because it's not what I was picturing when I read about it.
Yeah, I think the pool is separate then because, yeah, the blueprint is just like a tub, but then one end of it is like there's a piece of it under that the guy fit in because it wasn't Robert Englund either. It was what's his name? The special effects dude?
Oh, John
Doyle?
Bob Doyle?
Jim Boyle.
Jim?
No, Jim Doyle.
Jim Doyle. Yeah, it wasn't Robert Englund. It was him.
Yeah.
The hand shit.
It shows his head popping up out of the water and being all.
Yeah.
The only Jim Boyle. Bill Bob Boyle. Bill.
Bill Poyle.
I have a question.
Yes.
So if he could just cut her up, why would he try to drown her?
Right? Slice her up.
Like, I thought that was his whole thing.
It's more fun.
I guess.
I feel it's like easy he's just that way with her at this point.
Yeah.
I didn't. That's kind of how I really feel too. Is like he wasn't even gonna kill her.
No,
at this
not
time,
yet.
He,
at least
because he would have.
Yeah, he just gets.
Yeah,
off
he definitely could have.
What movie am I having deja vu about? We've had the same conversation.
Deja vu all over again.
Deja vu all over again. What movie is that? Where we're like, why did they fuck with her like that? Why didn't they just kill her?
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of.
No.
No.
Cool.
Strangers?
No, no.
You're next?
It's more recent. I don't know. I'm tired, you guys. I can't think of anything.
I don't know. I got nothing for you.
Yeah. So when she finally gets out of the tub and her mom gets in to help her, again, with, like, the communication, she was screaming for her mom to help her.
Screaming.
And she's like, oh, I just
didn't get out of the
I
tub.
I just slipped getting out of the tub. And her mom's like, oh, okay. I'd be like, yeah, no. Please. I'd be like, no.
Why were you all screaming?
Right.
I turned down your bed.
What the fuck? She's not five. I don't understand. I guess it's just the way she treats her throughout the whole movie. It's just like, she's not five.
Infantile.
Like, when she even later on, when she hides her drinking.
Right.
Yeah.
So but obviously, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate how the mother talks so.
Yes.
I'll turn down your bed.
She's so breathy.
I'll go
turn down your bed for you. Like, why are you all talking so weird? I love when she grabs the bottle and it just says, stay awake, fast acting.
Oh my God.
They wrote that as well.
That's what it is. I was like, oh, okay. I've heard
that's
that
so
one.
So bad.
Yes. And who just has stay awake pills in their home?
Right? No.
What?
No.
I've never even heard of them.
No.
Stay like awake.
5 hour energy.
Yeah.
Right.
Like
there's caffeine pills, I guess, but they're called caffeine pills.
Right.
Yeah.
Not stay awake.
Yeah.
I said that Glenn is looking real good in his gym jams.
I love him. He's so cute.
He's so cute.
I also like how he asks, what did you do to your arm? She's just like, I burned it in English class. And then that's it. They just move on. They don't. Yeah. Huh?
Give me more.
I
love when she says, oh God, I look 20 years old.
I look 20 years old.
What?
Bitch, why don't you fuck off? Okay.
Like, what?
I literally wrote, oh God, I look 20 years old. Ha 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 ha. Fuck off.
Yes. Fuck
off. Listen. Shut up.
Listen.
So. This is Totes McGoats, where Scream got the Sydney Billy intro scene.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With guns sneaking in the window.
Sneaking through the window.
From this. Oh, yeah. Which I guess wasn't really the game. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
It's the same guy. So.
Right. It's just, it ties it in.
Yeah.
So one problem I've always had with this movie that I've never understood, and maybe you guys can explain it.
Okay,
so she's like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Like, you're going to wake me up. I'm going to go look for this guy. So she's coming out of her house. She's clearly dreaming. And she's like, Glenn, are you still there? And he, like, steps out of the bushes. And he's like, yeah. And he goes.
Yeah.
And then she's like, Glenn, wake up. I'm like, if – so is it just, like, her manifestation of Glenn in her dream? That she's
speaking,
but it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
He says, yeah, I'm right here.
Right.
Yeah, because
in real life, and then, yeah.
Okay.
Like, even if she were half awake or whatever.
She was like, Glenn, are you still awake
or
whatever?
She would have had to say it out loud to him for him to answer. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so it just never really made sense. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Say it. The vampire.
Out loud. Oh, God. The oatmeal stairs.
Oh, the oatmeal stairs.
I like them.
I don't.
Wes Craven did not.
I like them.
I think they're dumb.
I like them.
That was the producer's idea.
Yeah, I know. And, like, I get what they're going for.
Yeah.
but I don't like it. And they look awful.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think they look that
bad. No. What? You yeah, can see them before she steps in it.
Oh, I've never paid
it's just like pools of
I only notice it when she steps. It's actually it doesn't pancake like mix.
Oh, okay. The other breakfast but mix. Me.
I like it because I feel like I've had that happen to me in mm-hmm. dreams.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, I get it because it's like you can't get away in your dream. Right. Like, something's always in the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think it looks dumb. I've never aww. Liked it.
I like it.
Oh, I like yeah. it.
I like when the bug comes out of her oh. friend's mouth.
Oh.
I don't like centipedes or millipedes mm-mm, at all.
Well, I don't like it. It's creepy, but I like right. that they added
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, no. It all makes me go, ooh.
And stuff.
Yep.
My note says pillow fight. Why did I write that?
Because he attacks her in her bed and he like slices yeah, her pillow and the there's feathers everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I was like, huh, pillow fight.
Mm-hmm. I made a note of like, I wonder what it was like to be Johnny Depp. And have to sit there fake sleeping while this is all going down because he's oh, sitting in the chair.
Yes.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You mm-hmm. just have to sit there
mm-hmm.
and just pretend like not react. That'd be so hard.
Yeah.
Right. I'd want to watch. Like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
I love ooh. At like the end of like this part of the scene when she sees the feather.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh yeah.
And she's like, "That's actually there."
Mm-hmm. Her fucking mom again too when she like comes in her room and. Her hair is all like
fucking bedhead.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's just everything about her.
Everything about her to me is like she's the same color.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yep. Like dirty peach color.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her foundation definitely has a frosty peach lipstick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Like cigarette mm-hmm. mom, frosty peach.
Cigarette mom for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This is my done.
Penile bed sheet. So I think
yeah,
that's quite
phallic.
That's
is
next.
My next
yeah. Perfect.
I'm down.
Ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Nancy and Glenn arrive at the station, freaking again, to check on Rod, but her dad is there and isn't having it. As they discuss this, Freddie has wrapped a sheet around Rod's neck and strangles him, making it look like he has hung himself. Now it is Rod's funeral. And afterwards, Nancy tells her parents that the killer is still out there and describes Freddy to her father. Her mom says she is going to get her some help. They are at the hospital now for a sleep study on Nancy. The doctor and Nancy's mom are watching her sleep and discussing dreams when she starts to scream and convulse on the bed. They go to her and wake her up, and strands of her hair have turned white, and there are scratches on her. She reaches under the cover and pulls out Freddy's hat. The next day, her mom is on the phone with Nancy's dad discussing the hat. Nancy confronts her about the hat and asks if she knows who Freddy Krueger is. Glenn and Nancy meet up to talk more about the dreams. Nancy comes home to find bars on the window and asks her mom about them. She takes her down to the cellar to talk about Fred Krueger. She and several other parents killed him years before, after he was released from child murder charges. Nancy calls Glenn and tells him that she needs his help after she pulls Freddy out of the dream to meet her on the front porch at midnight.
It is phallic.
It's phallic.
That's
the
funny.
Blankie is phallic.
I didn't really
it reminds
that.
Me... You know what it reminds me of when it's like wrapping around his neck? In Scary Movie 2, when the one Wayne's brother, I forget which one it is, goes under the bed with the clown.
Oh like, it's, my like, God. Yes.
And then his like dick comes out all long and it like wraps yeah, around the clown yeah. and pulls him back. That's what it makes me think of.
Huh. I didn't get that. I
it it's wasn't interesting.
Giving penis for me.
What was yeah. it giving?
Wrapped up sheet.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just like,
was
oh,
it
yeah.
wrapped up around a penis? A peen?
Because it had to be tapered and twisted in order to like
right.
get it tapered skinny enough twisted. Around his
I
neck.
I get what he was like, doing.
Yeah.
That, yeah, that's how it would work, but it,
That's funny. I kind of like that that's how he kills Rod, because then it just makes Nancy look fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah, and it's more believable that it was him. And yeah,
right. Because if Freddie had, like, slashed him to death, then obviously, okay, something else.
Then they would have been like, what's going
on? Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what else I like? I like that Rod has hickeys on his neck.
Oh my God, I didn't
Did you notice his hickeys?
No.
He has a couple hickeys right on his neck.
Oh my God, and I think that's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that they made him instantly pale.
Blue in the face. Yeah.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Like, if he's pale, he's got rigor mortis, okay?
Right, like, and he's, he did not been dead for like 5 seconds.
Yeah. Five seconds.
Yeah. So I wasn't a fan of that.
Rigor mortis.
I did say that would be a weird funeral to preside over.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
Like, especially, everyone thinks he's a murderer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also, you know,
unalived.
Right.
So, yeah, just weird. That'd be weird.
Uncomfortable, yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because even, like, some of the shit that the priest says, like, he who die or live by the sword shall also die. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah, it's a little bleak.
I was noticing that the scream doesn't match – the sound of the scream doesn't match him screaming.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. At all. No.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I did say that something I love about 80s movies is the fake dying. Because his –
oh,
like he really do be doing that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't know how far I'm skipping ahead here. I don't think far. It's just my next note. But Nancy says he wears a weird hat, and I'm like, it's a fucking.
It's just
fedora.
A fucking hat. Like
this is
it's a weird hat.
Weird hat.
It's just a fedora. I just thought that was funny.
When. The dad to the mom is like, you need to get her some help. The mom says, I've got something better. Or no, the dad says, you need to keep her home. Mm-hmm. The mom says, I've got something better. I'm going to get her some help.
But it's like,
yeah, okay.
Hang on, you got to do the hair. And she's like, I've got something better. I'm going to get her some help.
I'm
like, I'm going to get her some help. What the fuck are you doing?
She did be moving her head like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole time throughout the whole movie.
I'm like, she has my things.
She has this downturn. Look on her face, and she's just so
I'm gonna get her some help.
Yes,
yeah.
Something that's always really bothered me is when they're at the doctor and they ask, you know, how long has this been going on? And her mom says, "Since the murders." What?
Like, there's been one. Knows what she's talking about.
Well, first, and there's only been one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Mean
murders.
Cause, right, because according to, as far as they know, like Rod. Did that to himself. So
unalived himself, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the murders.
She also is smoking at the doctor's office.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All the smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Meow.
The fucking hats that nurses used to have to wear. The like,
I know.
The, like, paper boats on the back of their head. What it,
yes.
What is
that? What's that about?
What is that about?
And I feel like that's like kind of an old timey thing, but they were still doing it in the 80s?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. I had that thought, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's like, what the hell are dreams anyways? It's like incredible body hocus pocus. The way this whole part is fucking written. The way the dialogue is written for this part. I'm like, what the fuck were you guys thinking?
I literally don't know. I was like, incredible body hocus pocus. Says the sleep expert. What? The fuck?
Did you guys recognize him?
He did look familiar.
No.
He's a fucking something, I feel. Or like not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is he?
He is, oh God, what's his name?
Oh, he's, is he the Wally. Guy from Hellraiser?
No. I don't know. I don't remember. But he's Wally from Demon Knight.
Okay.
Tales from the Crypt, the little nerdy guy who wants to hook up with the hot gal.
Oh, okay.
Same guy.
That's what I recognized him from.
Let's see.
Yeah, he looked like somewhat familiar, but I was like, meh.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't really pay
attention. Meh.
Yeah, and then he says something. He was like, yeah, and that's deep sleep. And I was like, yeah, doctor. I'm pretty sure that's called REM.
Right. He says deep sleep, and then he's like, now she's in REMs. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I don't seem educated.
No.
I also don't like this part because the past, like, three times she's fallen asleep, he's gotten her, like, the second her eyes close.
Mm-hmm.
This one, it's, like, quite a while.
Yeah.
Which is inconsistent.
Yes.
Something is wrong. It never gets this high.
Oh, God. Nightmares usually at, like, a five.
And then she just has the hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like,
oh. And she's like, and her hair. Where did you get that? Where do you fucking think? I've been telling you the truth.
Right.
Right.
Annoying. I guess she hadn't told anybody yet at this point, but.
Yeah, she hasn't told anybody. And then her hair.
Yeah. She has a gray streak. I just. It's just so funny.
Is that actually a thing that happens?
I don't know, but they do that a lot in 80s movies.
Yeah.
They also do that. It's that
fast.
No. They do that in People Under the Stairs and in Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe it was
that
like
seems one to of be those like an 80s trope.
Right. Like in the 80s, maybe that was like, for whatever reason, that was the weird like myth. Was that your hair could turn white from fright?
Oh my God. And they do that in season one of American Horror Story too.
Yeah.
With the mean girl.
Yep.
It says that you can get gray hair. It's your body's fight or flight response.
Oh.
And it happens like right away?
It doesn't say that.
Like there's no way. It can't change the color of your strand, but I imagine that
Especially the entire strand. Maybe at
the entire strand. Yeah. It would start to grow out that way.
Right. Because your follicles are reacting. There's like a chemical reaction to the stress there, but it wouldn't just turn your whole strand. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't turn
down here. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So this is another issue I have with Nancy's fucking mom. Okay, so her and her dad know who Fred Krueger is, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She did not have this fucking hat with her when they went to the hospital. She has it with her all of a sudden. She was scratched. Her hair turned white. And she's still, the next day when Nancy confronts her, she's like, you're just sick. You need help. Like,
yeah. Gaslights the fuck out of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. She's a horrible mom. Like,
She's horrible.
Listen to your child.
We need to stop drinking that damn coffee.
Like, you need to stop drinking that damn vodka. How about?
Mm-hmm. And then pretending like you're not an alcoholic and, like, hiding it from her.
Mm-hmm. I missed a note about when she's in the hospital that when she's thrashing around, I said it's giving The Exorcist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Grace, when she says about the coffee. I wrote down exactly how she said it. She's like, that damn coffee. Is that what you just said? Because I was reading.
Yeah. Damn coffee.
Did you say it just like that?
Oh, I didn't say it. Oh, okay,
good. That's how she says it, though.
That's fucking funny.
That damn coffee. My notes were on the weird fucking bridge scene.
It's very out of place.
Out of place.
For the rest of the movie.
And do you guys hear, did you hear what Johnny Depp was talking about?
Yeah.
What Glenn was talking about?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, it's the Balinese way of dreaming. What? Why do you know about that? That's so weird. That's so random and like, you just, you know about this and you practice it?
It's very weird.
Because
the Balinese way of dreaming? It's just so strange.
I do like
and
it.
And she's like, yeah, I'm into survival.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever.
She's
a bad bee now.
I cannot without mine.
I can't. I can't.
Before they're on the bridge, the way that Nancy and her mom are like talking in the kitchen, Nancy's like all leaned up against the fridge, all like dramatic.
Her arm's all weird.
Yeah, and then she says, what, are you just going to avoid everything happen to me and just get good and loaded? And then she just slaps her.
She do.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
It's great.
Tensions are high.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Over on Elm Street.
And then I think she says, like, it says Krueger Mom or something like that. Like,
Krueger.
She's showing the hat. And I'm like, I don't see anything written in the hat.
Here we go. This is where I decided the title, potential working title of this episode. Because she's like, screw sleep. And just walks away.
Throws the bottle.
Is that the episode?
Screw sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Throws bottle like of that. Vodka.
Yeah. Or
Tina.
I like Tina.
Yeah, me too.
So I get what you're saying about the shit that Glenn is talking about. Because it's so like out of character and weird. And like, how does he know that? I do like it because it kind of plants the idea in Nancy's head of like taking away Freddy's energy, right? Mm-hmm. So it kind of gives her that idea for the ending. But it's still fucking weird. Like, she could have found that like in a book or
a book.
Right.
It's weird.
Or he could have been like, how about stop giving him energy?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like something so simple like that. Like, it just, this whole scene felt out of place, and how it was written was just strange to me.
Yeah.
And then the bars on the window.
What? Okay. Yeah. First of all, she's been gone for like an hour, probably.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. And it, and she knows, her mom knows.
Yeah.
That's not going to help it.
No.
You watched the dream. You watched her take the fucking hat. You know who Fred Krueger is.
It's not an intruder.
Mm-mm. Well, and it's funny too, because when she walks in and she's like, mother, she's like, what's with the bars, mother? Locked. And she's like, security. She's like, security from what?
Oh,
not
yes.
What? Whom?
Whom?
And then she like takes her down to the cellar to talk about Freddy and how he's dead. Okay. So if you know he's dead, bitch, then how are the bars going to protect your child from this man? How? What asinine fucking
bitch.
What? Can I also say how fucking sick to keep those knives around?
Oh my god.
I was like, that's a weird keepsake.
Yeah.
Get rid of them. Goodbye.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm like, no one was charged or caught
with
for committing
arson,
like,
this and murder? Crime.
Yeah, like not even arson. No one got in trouble for this.
It's like a trick or treat.
Yes. It's like the town's dirty little secret.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like maybe everyone just like let it go because they knew it was him.
And her dad is like part of the police department. So he just like covered it up.
Conspiracy.
Kayla, my notes are mother, all dramatic. And then mom dramatically lights her cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
She come like, downstairs.
And she, like, she opens the basement door and the way the like light hits her and she's just smoking.
Come down.
She's always in a robe now.
This woman is spiraling.
Where are we going? This is going somewhere spiraling. Else.
I love the mom's spiral, actually, her transformation. Because she seems all, like, put together in the beginning, and now she's just,
she's walled.
Where's her boyfriend?
Right? And, like, what is... Ugh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, why did they call them cellars back then? That's a whole-ass basement.
I don't know, but I like that. I want to refer to my basement as the cellar.
I'm gonna
start. It sound cooler than it actually is, maybe.
The cellar.
I'm gonna start. I am currently recording in the cellar.
I like the backstory though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do. I love the lore here.
Yes.
Of Krueger. I mean, it's awful.
Yeah, I do too. No, it's horrible, but I like that we get some explanation as to like who this dude is, you know?
Still doesn't totally makes sense. Like, it's never explained how he's getting into their dreams.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, because a lot of times he's referred to as, like, a demon kind of, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
It's weird.
But, again, I don't think we're supposed to look into it too deeply.
Nah. Probably not.
And then she said, he's dead now because mommy killed him.
Yeah.
Bitch. Don't talk about yourself like that.
No, right? Don't. Again, she's not five.
Right.
No. Yeah, I never really put that together that she does treat her like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, it's wild. She talks to her the way I talk to Aiden. I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like Mama has some trauma from probably when Freddy Krueger was killing a bunch of kids.
Right.
And Nancy was a kid and she was all worried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so could be. She maybe is like stuck there. I mean, maybe.
And that's like PTSD a little bit because all the shit with Freddy's like coming back up and Glenn's cut off shirt.
Oh, I love
it. I love it so much.
Oh my god, I always love that crop top.
Same.
So cute.
Mentioned wear crop tops
and his feathered hair.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
My next note, Kayla, Johnny Depp in his cute little crop top.
So cute. I love it.
I said that crop top, though.
Mm-hmm.
I always think of a shirt, like, when I see a shirt like that, I think of him in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
When she calls him and is, like, explaining the plan and telling him to meet her on her porch at midnight, She's like, you whack the fucker. I don't know.
You whack the fucker. Yeah, just how she talks is so.
And we got him.
Ugh. When she says, whatever you do, don't fall asleep. And I'm like, my ass would be out.
Yep.
Yeah, when I know I'm not supposed to sleep, I will.
Makes you more tired. Yeah.
I'm going to be out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also love that she just has an entire pot of coffee. Mm-hmm. The just whole
on her TV. Fucking,
the whole ass thing under her bed.
Oh, yeah.
And her mom just doesn't.
Yeah. Well, because, yeah, her mom, like, picked up one. And then after she leaves, she pulls out the, like
the actual maker.
So funny. Yeah.
Coffee maker. She
didn't smell, like, fresh coffee being
brewed. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Or hear it.
Right? Those are loud as fuck.
Yeah. I know.
Oh. Also and said, then if she's planning. Oh, sorry.
You go.
I said, if she's planning on dreaming soon, why is she drinking more coffee?
Right.
Right.
Are you trying to go to sleep now?
Are you trying to stay awake? Which is it?
Pick a lane.
Mm-hmm. Pick a lane. But when Glenn's mom comes in, he's like watching Miss Nude America.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who cares what she says?
Who cares what she says?
I was like, yeah, that seems about right, though.
Yep. Oh, gosh.
I love the hot pink blood on her arm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like Black Christmas.
It's weird because the blood in the rest of this movie is, like, pretty
it's
good.
It's great, right?
What's that?
Yeah, it's hot wrong. Pink. What do uh-huh. What happened?
What do so when?
Weird.
It's bizarre.
I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, me too.
Glenn's mom comes into the room and wakes him up as he falls asleep with headphones on and his TV. She says it's almost midnight and he goes to bed. Nancy is still awake, and once her mom leaves her room, she prepares to meet Glenn. She calls Glenn's house, but he is asleep and his mom answers the phone. His dad gets pissed that she calls and leaves the phone off the hook. Nancy's phone rings, but when she answers, she hears the screeching of Freddy's knives. She pulls the phone off the hook and it rings again. When she answers, Freddy says, I'm your boyfriend now.
Sorry.
Oh, that was great.
I can't with that part. It's so stupid. She runs down to warn Glenn, but her mom has locked all the doors so she can't leave. In Glenn's room, he gets pulled through his bed and gallons of blood shoot out. Police and paramedics are on the scene and Nancy's dad arrives. Nancy calls the house and tells her dad to come to her house in 20 minutes to arrest Freddy. We get a full preparation montage, freaking Home Alone montage over here, as Nancy sets traps up all over the house. Nancy's dad goes into Glenn's room and another officer asks what could have done that to him. Nancy is finally going to sleep and prays before laying down. She is dreaming now and goes into the basement to find Freddy. The basement turns into a boiler room and Nancy shouts to Freddy that she is there. Freddy finally shows up and chases her. She jumps through a window of her house and wrestles in the rose bushes for a bit. She wakes up to her alarm clock ringing. She says she must actually be crazy, but then Freddy jumps out from behind her bed. She traps him in her room and she yells to the cops across the street to come over and get him. They pretty much ignore her. Some Home Alone trap antics ensue. Nancy leads him down to the basement and sets him on fire. Her dad and other cops finally come over, but Freddy got out of the basement and killed her mom. Nancy's dad goes downstairs to give her a minute, and Freddy comes out of the bed ready to kill her. Nancy figures out the whole thing is a dream and tells Freddy he's nothing, turning her back on him. She comes outside to a bright morning, and her mom is super bubbly and happy. Glenn pulls up with Rod and Dana in the car. Mm-hmm. The top of the car closes and the windows roll up on their own, and Nancy freaks out. Freddy breaks the front of the door window and pulls Nancy's mom through. Credits roll. That fucking window scene.
Oh, I have thoughts.
Yeah. It gets me every time.
Yeah.
The fucking.
Yeah.
Also, I'm your boyfriend now.
Oh my God.
I'm your boyfriend now.
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy. Yeah, no.
No.
Glenn is in bed. Okay. He's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then the radio is still going and it says station KRGR as in Krueger.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I never noticed
Sunny.
That.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. How the fuck can he fall asleep with a goddamn TV on his lap?
It's yeah. right?
It's on what? Him. Crazy. That'd be so uncomfortable. Also, his dad is a dick. He's like standing outside and just like staring at Nancy and the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I think that kid's some kind of lunatic.
Yes. He's and she says, it's her. She wants to talk to Glenn. And he says, about what?
What?
What? What?
Oh, you gotta be firm with these kids.
That's all.
Yeah.
He takes the fucking phone off the hook. What a dick.
Yeah.
Dick.
Don't you ever pay for that?
Oh, my next note is, I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
Yeah, I can't.
I love the tongue.
I do love the Freddy tongue.
Oh,
the tongue
gross.
So so gross.
Oh.
But so just like iconic.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good shit.
Locked. Locked. Locked.
Her fucking mom. All
drunk on the couch.
Well, this is when she says locked, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God.
You're not helping, bitch.
You're not helping, mother.
Mother?
Mother.
Oh.
I think that's where all this mother stuff started with Charlotte, from watching all these horror movies.
Probably.
Because they all say
mother. Yeah.
They all say it. Mother. And so,
oh, God.
It's my name now.
I love the hands coming out of the bed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
His death.
It's the best death.
Is the fucking best please. Death.
Creme de la creme.
Of like top 10, you know.
Mm-hmm. Horror movie deaths.
You can't like rank. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Fantastic.
The blood just gets sucked so in and it just.
The fucking blood. Yeah.
And I love the score here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Just everything about this scene is so good.
It's a moment.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Do you have stuff about that one too, Lorelai?
I do. Would you like to hear?
I do.
I do. Yeah.
This is, they use the same set from Tina's death scene for this one. And they had like a vat of red water, and not fake blood, but red water that they put on top of the set. So it's upside down. The bed is the ceiling, right? But they flip it for when we're watching.
Mm-hmm.
The bed is like the ceiling, and it's on top of the set, and it's pushing just gallons and gallons and gallons of red water into the room, but they didn't account for the weight and velocity of said water. So it started spinning the room, and then the red water blood was like pouring out of like the windows. People were getting electrocuted because of
the
wired lights in the set room, because the water was hitting everything. So it was like a total chaotic clusterfuck, I guess. But It was literally raining blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty fucking cool, though. And so smart. Like, why not use gravity? Smart. You know? Mm-hmm. Makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
So yeah, they pulled it off.
Mm-hmm. The sheer amount of liquid is insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. So good. Are we to believe that Nancy had 20 minutes to put all that shit together?
Girl, let me tell you. I'm going to go off on this part. So I said, all of this in less than 20 minutes and is still going to fall asleep and then dream. Hold on. She talks to her mom. Update. She did this in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. It's like the collector all over again.
The collector. It's gunpowder. I don't know if I like the light bulbs and it's the sledgehammer. Like,
no way.
No.
No way.
I don't know if I like forget that this part happens every time because it angers me.
Yeah.
Or I just, it's the collector. It's Home Alone. I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I said Home Alone antics ensue.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's the same vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I hate it. You know how I hate a montage.
Yeah.
And see, I love a good montage. But this one, I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Doesn't make sense.
This is bad montage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a note until she's burning Freddy again. I was like, damn, bro's getting burned alive for the second time.
Oh, I just have a note. as the paramedics and stuff were pulling up to the house, this was before the Freddy shit, the one cop was like, you don't need a stretcher, you need a mop.
Ooh.
It's kind of fucked up.
Like, that might not be the most
couth way of saying that.
Couth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little crass.
Yeah.
If you will.
Mm-hmm. Not couth, it's crass, yes.
Yeah.
When she is burning Freddy Krueger, I said twice baked potato over here, refrying Krueger.
Yeah, that's good shit.
And then the noises he's make while he's burning, I said, is giving sloth.
Okay. That's where I wanted to mute, to be honest, was his fucking yelling. I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that is because it's a stuntman and not Robert England.
And not.
Well, I feel like Robert England made those noises just over.
Maybe.
Maybe recorded because it sounds like him.
It's real bad, though.
Maybe they distorted it.
I'm pretty sure it's in shot.
I mean, I don't know.
It also, you can tell that it's a stuntman in like a
suit,
like his face.
He got a little large. He was
got a little large.
He ate a lot of refried beans.
His face is just like it's clearly just like a mask type thing put over him. Yeah. Like, oh man, it's funny. Yeah. It's funny, but it's fine.
It's a short shot, so like it works,
right?
Yeah, but.
When the mother, I don't know, I'm kind of jumping ahead here, but when the mother is dead and they just kind of watch her just sort of evaporate into the bed.
Yeah.
It's getting poltergeist.
Yes. It is. Totally.
I said the floating blue,
like thunder
with blue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Floating corpse. Like, oh, that's funny. And
yeah.
They're just kind of standing there.
And she just like sinks into the bed.
Now, do you believe me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, bitch, your mom just like evaporated. You're not more shook.
Right. And I said, how the fuck is her dad not freaking the fuck out?
Right. Just, he's like, just acting like.
Like this. Oh, that's shocking.
That's shocking.
Also, right before that, when she's trying to get their attention and the cop's like, huh, maybe I better get the lieutenant. And then she's screaming daddy over and over. Huh. Even when he gets to the door, she's like, daddy, break it down. I'm like, oh, if you say daddy one more fucking time.
Yeah.
But again, I love the movie. I just can't stand her. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah.
I get it.
Love the dress.
Hate her.
When she turns away from Floody.
Oh, my God.
Floody.
Floody.
I don't know. Floody.
That was funny.
I think it's because I was trying to say Freddy, but then I read the word bloody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Bloody.
Bloody.
When she's turning away from Freddy. And she's like, you're nothing. You're shit. I said, the craft?
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Same. Mm-hmm. It made me think of the same. That was my next note. That's what I was about to say, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I do love him bloody under the sheet, though.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's a bloody really cool effect. I love that effect. Not here for the blue sparkles. Is he just, like, disintegrates?
Turns into, like, pixelated fairy dust.
Yeah, you don't like that?
Oh, my God. Like, why blue?
Yeah.
No. And I'm like, no, it's not that easy.
No.
That's why there's seven more movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Ain't that simple.
The ending.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
You the look mom, a little bit peaked.
Peaked.
They say when you've bottomed out. What does she say?
Remember the night before you've bottomed out.
And you don't remember the night before. Oh, I believe like a million bucks. Is possible.
God.
Oh, look.
And then I just like how she just gets sucked through the door.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's a fucking window this big. And she just gets sucked through it.
Like she's like a blow-up doll. Just,
I mean, it was a dummy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That wasn't really her?
No.
She didn't fit through this big of a window?
But it's funny that you said blow-up doll, though, because it definitely looked similar.
Yeah.
The dummy did. Yeah.
It's like a blow-up doll.
The fucking convertible.
I love the convertible top.
And she's like,
if they had just been that, and then they drove away.
Yeah.
The shit with the mom, though.
Yeah. So the reason that the ending is the way that it is because they had shot the ending many different times, and there were so, so many different kinds of endings. So the editor, what was his name? Rick Shane, didn't know which ending he was supposed to put in for the movie. So because New Line, the production company, was struggling so much, Bob decided to sell it to Paramount. So they scheduled a special viewing, including the CEO, Frank Mancuso, who we've talked about before. Bob was talking to Frank at the viewing about the different endings. And Frank said he loved the idea of Marge getting pulled through the front door. But that's not the ending that they had with them at the time. So Bob runs up to Rick Shane in the editing room. And he's like, you need to put that ending in right now. And he's like, well, I don't have it. I didn't bring it. So he calls his assistant and he's like, you need to get that fucking footage over here right now. But she was however many minutes away in LA traffic, and they only had like 40 minutes left in the movie. And so she didn't bring it in time. So they had to take like an intermission right at the end for him to splice in the correct ending. And it totally killed the vibe. Like, it was at, like, peak, you know, in anxiety in the movie, climax of the movie. And then they had to just stop for a couple minutes and then splice in the correct ending.
Oh, weird.
And so it totally killed the momentum, and Paramount passed on the film the next day.
Yup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which, I mean.
Bad call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad call.
Used to suck for Paramount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truly.
For real.
Wow. Weird. Yeah, the ending's fucking weird.
It is weird. And the one that Wes Craven liked, I believe, was just the one where they drive away in the car that looks like Freddy's sweater.
Yeah. And then just the girls jumping ropes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're with you, Wes. Hate the ending.
Yeah.
Not here for it. I guess that's the movie. Awesome. Well, then let's do the gore gauge. 10.
Give it a 10.
10. That's easy.
Yeah.
Obviously, this movie doesn't scare any of us.
No. It used to.
It used to scare me, for sure.
Yeah.
And whenever I hear just the score and I see, like, the intro, that still always gives me kind of, like, a spooky heebie-jeebies, but like in like a nostalgic way. I'm like, oh, it's spooky time. You know, like,
and when we end with the nursery rhyme too, like that always gets me.
Yeah
I think the hand in the bath always is like and like coming out of the wall.
I love that part so much.
So many creepy vibes. It's just a good movie.
It's a classic for a reason.
Yep. And it shouldn't have been remade.
No.
But they just do that all the fucking time.
Yeah, they run out of ideas.
Ugh. All right. Well, then let's do our fun facts.
Word.
Grace. History time.
Yeah. It was made in 1984, written and directed by Wes Craven. I'm not going to say what he's done because it's a lot of stuff. A lot of the story came from Wes Craven's childhood. Some of it is from an article that he read in the LA Times in the 70s about Hmong refugees. They came from Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam to America, and some of the men were just dying in their sleep. They called it the Asian Death Syndrome or the Brugada Syndrome. And men from the ages of 19 to 57 were just dying in their sleep, and some in the middle of having nightmares.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I think they talked about that on a Scared to Death episode as well.
Oh.
I don't know if I've heard that one then, because that sounds new to me. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
And they never figured out why?
That's in America.
Fucking weird. That seems fishy to me.
It does to me as well.
It seems hella fishy.
he just thought it would be a good idea to make a movie about something like that. Mm-hmm. And then also the song Dreamweaver came out, and then he was like, yep, let's do it.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Which is just like, I also saw in another article that he got inspiration from certain Eastern religions, but I don't know what. I tried to like look up on Wikipedia Eastern religions. Like, I was like, is there something like keywords? Nothing.
So, I know like in like Japan, there's a lot of like sleep demons and things like that. So maybe just kind of their like demonology.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
Perhaps.
The character Freddy Krueger is based off of something that happened to him, Wes Craven, when he was little. Some man was just standing in front of his window, and then the man noticed them looking at him, and then he just left.
So creepy.
I'm sure it's very creepy. Unsure of where he got the inspiration for this movie, or just like in general to write movies that are scary. This is also very strange. When Wes Craven was in school, he was bullied by a kid named Fred Krueger. And you can't just like come up with a better name.
I think it was like a stick it to the bully kind of thing.
Yeah,
like payback.
I know, but it's ballsy, almost like obsession. It's giving obsession to me.
Yeah.
Move on maybe a little bit.
A little bit, because now that's your whole, what you're known for?
Right. Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Huh.
My note is like, you couldn't come up with a different name.
Right.
Also, the bad guy in Last House on the Left, his name is Krug.
Oh, my God.
And I said, obsess much?
Obsess much?
Yeah, and then he wanted Freddy to be a child molester, but there was a lot of that happening, I guess, in California at the time, so he just changed his mind. He didn't want it to reflect an actual person. Just like, why would you do that? This is where I said. Also, Wes Craven just seems really icky, and I think that's why he makes such fucked up amazing movies.
Yeah.
When pitching this story, he tried to sell it to Disney originally. And then he tried to Universal, but I guess he loved their a rejection letter so much that he has it framed.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
In his office.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, he did.
Yeah. And then he said, I guess one of the producers from Texas Chainsaw Massacre helped produce this movie. He gave 10% to get it. So that was just a random little fun fact. There's two sort of review things that I have. Freddy's nature. Craven, in an interview, this is quoted, so I'm not, you know, whatever. In a sense, Freddy stands for the worst of parenthood and adulthood. The dirty old man, the nasty father, and the adult who wants children to die rather than help them prosper. Jesus. He's the boogeyman and the worst fear of children, the adult that's out to get them. Sorry, I can read. He's a very primal sort of like Kronos devouring his children, the evil, twisted, perverted father figure that wants to destroy and is able to get the most vulnerable get them in their most vulnerable moment, which is when they're asleep. Like, what normal human thinks of that shit? Yeah. Then that's normal. The description they use.
Yeah, that's intense.
This is a fucking review that I didn't say who it's from, so I'm very sorry. Wes Craven doesn't censor the haunting and grisly images that are on display. An animated body bag dripping in blood, a terrifying bathtub encounter, a hangry bed. The scenes are truly memorable and frankly terrifying. The effects are limited because of the time, but it is because of the way they work. Because of that, the way they work is so much better. I found the scene taking place in Nancy's school to be quite unnerving. What's comical is Freddy Krueger himself is the least scary part of the whole story. And I like that.
Because I like that a lot. Sleeping. Yeah.
Sorry, whoever wrote that. I didn't put that.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. I did. I'm so smart. Oh, my God. It's Matt DeCristo. He wrote it in April of 2022.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
From moviebuff.com.
Okay.
I'm so smart. Because I...
Way to go, movie buff.
Yeah, way to go, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That's it.
Elaine.
Hello.
Behind the scenes.
Hi. Okay. So the budget for this movie, like we talked about, was $1.1 million. The SFX budget portion of that was $57,000.
Oh.
Not very much.
And no. Like,
yeah.
Just
like,
blood.
Yeah. Lots of blood. And like Kayla was talking about, they had trouble paying the cast and crew for 1 week because one of their big benefactors pulled out just before they finished filming. But everybody showed up and helped out. That's great. And this movie grossed $57 million worldwide during like its theatrical release and like initial VHS sales and things like that.
It's amazing.
I wonder what it's to date.
Oh, I can tell you.
Oh.
Okay. Well, this is actually the Nine movie franchise.
Oh, okay. It's still.
So, the Nine movie franchise has grossed a cumulative $472 million.
That's insane.
Yeah. Lots of movies.
It's a really big profit.
Yeah, it is.
wow.
Yeah, you pulled out at the wrong time, Paramount.
I know.
Disney.
Yeah. Sorry, Disney.
I can't believe that. What
yeah.
on earth?
Why would you try to go to Disney? What?
Yeah.
Why?
New Line Cinema is called the house that Freddie built now.
That's cool.
Which is kind of cool. Because, yep, this movie is like the sole reason New Line still exists.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, Freddie's sweater is scientifically scary. I guess I found this online, but it says that Wes Craven designed Freddie's striped sweater after reading in Scientific American that the human eye has difficulty recognizing those particular shades of red and green side by side. Therefore, looking at it is subliminally unsettling.
Interesting.
I read that
I didn't get that.
They're the harshest colors and they clash the most.
Yeah, definitely because they're opposites.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
it's just Christmas colors.
It's just Christmas.
It's Christmas. Yeah, I think those shades, though, maybe. Like,
yeah, right. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't get that at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's subliminal, Lorelai. That's
subliminal. film was shot in 32 days.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
Yeah. That's like no time at all.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Probably because they didn't have a lot of money. So they're like, we got to get this shit fucking going.
Yeah.
Freddy's iconic look initially was going to be more gruesome and realistic, doubling down on the burnt flesh look. But I guess the special effects team took inspiration from pepperoni pizza and the way that cheese melts and slides off the crust.
Ew.
Well, yeah, you can get that. You can get that vibe.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds
really good.
I know. Pizza does sound really good right now.
We had pizza for dinner.
Oh, delicious.
Jelly. I had In-N-Out. During his audition for Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund used saliva to put cigarette ashes under his eyes to make them appear more sunken in.
Yeah.
And then he used his car's dipstick to grease his hair back.
Oh, he's getting real gross with it.
He did. Mm-hmm. Halfway through his audition, he decided to stop blinking and he had a staring contest with Wes Craven. And he believes that that's what got him the job.
Wow. Well, way to go, Mr. Englund.
Yeah. It worked out for you.
They're both giving creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Wes Craven's daughter had a lot of influence on this film. She critiqued Wes Craven while watching The Swamp Thing, saying that he makes women look stupid when they slip and fall. So in this movie, he made them fight back.
Oh,
I like that.
I like that.
Heather Langenkamp's father gave
horrible name.
Her, I know. Had given her $5,000 to try to make it in LA, and she was almost completely out of money when she auditioned for this role, so it totally saved her and her acting career. I know.
Aww.
Love that. Johnny Depp was an aspiring musician at the time. Mm. Wes Craven's daughter had the final call on his casting, and she said, "Dad, I will run away from home if you don't cast him."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We can thank her for the mm-hmm. Johnny Depp we have
yeah,
to
thank you.
Yeah. Wes Craven's idea for the script involved moving in and out of dreams and reality without telling the audience, and I think they pulled this off magnificently. And then finally, Robert Englund calls this movie the happy accident of his career, which I thought was really fucking cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love him.
Yeah, me too. The end.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Nice. Kayla, soundtrack score and ratings.
All right. So the score was composed by Charles Bernstein. He has not done very much horror, but he did do The Entity and Cujo.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because he's not really a fan of horror. And when he did Nightmare, he wasn't familiar with very many horror films. But he thought that this was an advantage, as he could base the score off of what he found scary and thought the audience might feel the same way.
And make it more original.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As I kind of mentioned earlier, he experimented heavily with a synthesizer, as they were still fairly new at the time. They were like all the rage.
You don't say.
You don't say. I couldn't tell. He did record all of the music himself, since it was a fairly low-budget film, like we've discussed. Mm-hmm. He did not write the words for the children's rhyme. Wes did that, but he did score it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And I don't know who sang it. I'm assuming they just got some kids to sing. I don't know.
Some little kid.
Yeah. And then the music supervisor was – there was a lot of shit about, like, people being paid for this movie. The music supervisor was supposed to pay Bernstein, like, at the end of filming, pretty much. But then he was in a car accident, and someone had died in the accident, and he thought he'd be charged for manslaughter. So he just, like, disappeared with all of the money for Bernstein.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, like, one of the other, producers, I can't remember exactly what her role was, but she had to call up and tell him, like, "Hey, we can't pay you yet, but we will.
But we will."
And when she called him, wasn't she like
She had like just given birth. Like she was in the hospital.
Yeah.
And
oh my God.
The producer called her and was like, "Hey, you need to do this. You need to call Bernstein and like tell him
where
to call
Bernstein."
I know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she had like just given birth.
Crazy.
So lots of shit with the money for this movie.
Yeah. no one believed in it.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of like with Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the cast and the crew did, and they made it work, mm-hmm. and they all trusted them to eventually get paid, and they did. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Big time.
And then the ratings, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
76% on Metacritic. And 4.4 out of 5 for an audience rating out of only 329 reviews, which I thought was strange.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Metacritic is just wrong, as always.
They're always wrong.
Always.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I agree with Rotten Tomatoes for sure.
Yeah, yes. Same. Lorelai. Special effects and
so I already shared quite a few of my facts, but I have more for you.
Yay.
So the high school was shot at John Marshall High School. They also used this in Grease and Pretty in Pink.
So that's fun. It totally looks familiar, and I can see that now.
Yep. Both homes were real homes in LA. They weren't just sets. I mean, some of the rooms inside then were also turned into sets, but they were shot at real homes as well. And then the boiler room and the police station were shot at Lincoln Heights Jail. Over 500 gallons of fake blood was used.
Oh, Jesus.
My God.
Yeah. And then the icky part that you don't like with the centipede crawling out of Tina's mouth. They did use a real centipede, but it's not Tina's actual mouth.
Oh, good.
It's a cast and mold of her face and fake mouth that they push it. So, you know. No worries there.
Sick.
they had put together a bedroom for Freddy that made him appear homeless and perverted.
Oh.
With lots of junk and weird Barbies all over the place. But those shots did not make it into the film.
Good.
Yeah.
I think since they decided to go not the child molester route.
Mm-hmm.
Just a child murderer.
Right. Yeah. Just
don't make it weird.
Yeah.
Oh. So Tony Caesar played the burning Freddy in like the big fake suit, at the end when Nancy sets him on fire. And he was also in The Thing and The Terminator. And he's just always getting set on fire. That's like what he's known for in stunt and movie world. So that's kind of fun.
Love that for him.
Right.
And then, so Jim Doyle, who did the special effects, he also worked on Dreamscape, Prom Night 2, and Friday the 13th, Part 7.
Mm.
He has a weird background in movies, but that's what he did. He designed and built the glove, and the glove is made with real knives. So, you know, that's not dangerous.
No, not at all.
Robert Englund did actually cut himself at one point. He was like, oh, I need to be more careful.
Does OSHA not exist in Hollywood?
I don't think so.
I don't think OSHA had become a thing quite yet.
OSHA was founded April 28th, 1971. So it did exist.
Oh, shit.
No. Oh, it's just not in Hollywood. Don't regulate.
I just don't think it's in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So he built the spandex wall that they used above Nancy's head when the face and hands come through. It's spandex. And then he is Freddy there. Jim Doyle.
Oh my god.
Plays Freddy Krueger's face.
So he plays him there and in the bath then?
He's actually there?
Yeah. That's actually him pressing through the ceiling.
Wow.
Yeah. So cool.
Critique for my face.
So cool. Yeah.
So fun. I love this movie.
Me too. It's my favorite.
So much.
But yeah, let us know if you guys love this classic as much as we do. If you don't, you're wrong.
So, yeah, you're wrong.
We appreciate you guys so much for tuning in with us another week and sticking around for a whole year. We love you guys. You're amazing. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be here without you.
Oh my God.
That was the vibe. That's funny.
This is white.
If you don't already, we are on all the socials as Gore Girls, the one and only. So go follow us because we post content. So go check it out. We're also on Patreon if you feel so inclined to donate and get some bonus content and merch that I swear to God is on the way. There's just been delays.
It's not our fault.
Okay? It's not our fault.
It's really not, but it's happening. We're getting it to you guys. We're so sorry. We love you.
Winter is coming.
Come watch this video episode. This one's a video. And our Q&A is posted on video. Mm-hmm. And all that good stuff.
Got a lot of fun stuff on there.
We got monthly recaps of what we go over. Mm-hmm. And polls and fun things.
And bloopers.
Bloopers.
We got a lot of fun stuff for you guys. So go check it out if you're interested. So next week, we're going to officially be starting our October season of witches. This is just kind of like a special season episode
of the witch against
the theme. So we'll be doing Suspiria.
Spooky.
And as always, wear your fucking sunscreen, hydrate or dehydrate, put on your shoes, and lock your fucking doors.
Wear pants.
Burn people alive. Just make sure they get arrested.
Yeah.
Don't have sex or die. Don't drink milk.
Don't be a mouth breather. Talker.
No. Don't fall asleep.
Move your upper lip when you talk.
Don't be a bad actress.
Do be Johnny.
Don't color.
Depp.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
In a crop top. Don't color your hair the same color as your skin, the same color as your lips, the same color as
dirty
like,
peach.
Your
shirt. Do not be monochrome.
Yeah. And like, don't ever do dirty peach in anything.
Dirty clothing. Peach.
It's like metallic dirty peach. Like, don't do it.
It's sheened peach dirty.
Oh.
Tana.
And don't go to sleep, otherwise Krueger might get you.
He's gonna get you in your dreams, and then you're gonna die.
I'm your boyfriend now.
Watch this.
All right. Bye, guys. Love you.